Okay, the Torah that we learn this evening, as always, should be There's a beautiful introduction to this week's parasha in the Sefer Er Gedalio of Gedalia Shor, quoted by his son in his Sefer Alekach Ma'alibov. And he says that we are within, at the moment, still within the Shivas Yemei Amiluim of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And not only are they Yemei Amiluim, meaning they make Yemei Amiluim, Yemei Tashlumin, I would say. In the middle of the Yemei Tashlumin, we know that from the fact that at the moment we're not saying Tachanun. That's because of the fact that we are in these days of Tashlumin where a person could still bring a carbon. And that's passing in the Mishabura, it's written from the Prima Garden, that we don't say Tachanun during these days because of the carbonists that were brought. But he says something very fascinating and interesting about the Shabbos after Shavuos particularly. And he says that in the Shabbos after Shavuos, as he quotes from the Chodkeh Rebbe, and I called up the Chodkeh Rav just beforehand to find out the authenticity of this ancestral quote of his, that the Chodkeh Rebbe used to say, as Shabbos noch Shavuos, as is noch Shavuos, it's still Shavuos. And he used to say that as a quote. No one ever understood really what he meant. The Shabbos noch Shavuos is noch Shavuos. It's still Shavuos. What do you mean? And the Maharsham, who was a Chodkeh Chassid, explained this based on a Radvaz, a Ridvaz. The Ridvaz says that there's a Gemara in Yuma, a famous Gemara in Yuma, that says that at the end of every regal, on the Shabbos Chol HaMoed of Shavuos, of Sukkot and Pesach, the Koyanim would bring the Shulchan out and show Klal Yisrael, Ru'uchi baschem lifnei amokim. Look at how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the lechem that we bring on the Shulchan, which he doesn't really need, but the fact that he keeps it hot and he keeps it piping hot, it's a way of him showing that he values that which we're doing for him, and it shows the chibur lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they would do that, when you take it off, it's like this is as hot and fresh as when you put it on. It's a way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing, and they would show this to them. But the Gemara says, by every regal they would do it. Every regal means Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So Pesach and Sukkot, well, you know when they could do it. On the Shabbos of Chol HaMoed, which would show that this lechem has been there for an entire week plus, and it's still silukoi kesidurei. Look, l'ruchi baschem lifnei amakim. But Shavuos was one day. So when did they show it to them? On the day of Shavuos, on Sunday, how would they know that l'ruchi baschem lifnei amakim, that silukoi kesidurei? No, it's only been there for a couple of days. So they did it on a Tuesday, or they did it on a Thursday, or they did it on a Friday? No. It meant that Klal Yisrael, when it came Shavuos, Klal Yisrael stayed in Yerushalayim until the Shabbos after Shavuos. And that's when the Kohanim would bring out the Shulchan and show them, Ruuchi Baschem Lifnei Amokim. There's more than that. There is a tshuva. It's brought down in the Sha'atziyah, in the Chok Yaakov. He even holds that if a person didn't say Shechionu on Shavuos, during the Shivas Yemei HaTashlumin, he can still say them. He can still say Shechionu. Because we're still in the Zman, it belongs to Shavuos. This is still part of Shavuos, and therefore the Ha'aras of Shavuos, the fallout, so to speak, or the push up of Shavuos that we had remains with us, and it continues with us, and it continues into the coming week, and particularly into this Shabbos that we're going to have. That this Shabbos is still part of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us, is still expressed in the coming week, in the coming of Shavuos. So he adds in there, Gedalia Shor, he says, The Pasuk says, V'livnei kahos lo nosam. So v'nei kahos, agolos were not given. At the end of the parasha, when the Nesiim donated agolos, they were given to v'nei Gershon and to v'nei Merari, but they were not given to v'nei kahos. You know why? Ki avodas hakodesh aleim. They have the avodas hakodesh, bakosif yisol. And on the shoulders they carry it. Now I could have just said, ki avodas hakodesh aleim bakosif. They've got the avodas hakodesh bakosif. The Gemara in Erech in Daf Yud Aleph says, what do we learn from this word yisol? Ein Yisoh El Eloshin Shira, and it brings a raya from a prosuk into him, Tzu'u Zimra. But we see that when you bring a korban, there's got to be Shira. So he says, what does this mean here? Well, if nei kahos loy nasan, ki avodas hakodesh aleihem bakosif, they carry on their shoulder the avodas hakosif, and yisoh, it should be done with shira. So what's being meramis to us over here is that the Yom Tov of Shavuos was the Yom Tov where we were mekabel Torah on ourselves. And we're still within that time where we're mekabel the oil of Torah. Bakosif yisoh, it's going to be something that amelus b'Torah is something that we're accepting upon ourselves. And we should realize that that is the shira of our life. The Torah itself is called a Shira, and it has to be a Shira for us. And it's something which means that, yeah, sometimes Torah is taka hard, Torah Shabbal Peh is hard. The Chazal refer to it as being Choshech, as a person delves into and tries to figure out what's going on, and tries to decipher what is going on in Torah Shabbal Peh. It taka is Shver. But the work on it, the Bakosif, the work and the delving, the taking on that yoke, and then diving deep into the depths of that, ultimately brings with it Shira, that even when it's difficult, we're able to sing that Shira from the experiences that we have had, understanding the experiences we're going to have, it's done with Shira. And that's why Torah is called Shira. Torah is called a Shira, it's not called a Zemer. David HaMelech got rebuked and got told off. And because he called Torah a Zimra, and the Torah, it's not to be called a Zimra, it's to be called a Shira. And there's a difference, we've discussed once before, what the difference between a Shira and a Zimra is. A zemer is something, there's two types of music. There's a type of a music which the Sefer HaChinuch describes in next week's parasha, that it severs a person's thoughts from things that he doesn't want to be thinking about. It acts as a zimra, like a lashon of zemira, to prune a tree. I can remove the branches that I don't want on the tree. I can have a certain type of music which helps me to alleviate myself of thoughts that I don't want to be focused on at the moment. And there's another type of song which is called a shira, from the lashon of Chazal in the sixth parak of Maseches Shabbos, Bameh Bahema Yotzehaz Bahema go out Bashir. The shira is a type of a chain, an interconnecting chain made up of rings that connects to one another. There's a type of a shira which helps me to connect the thoughts that I want to have. That is what Torah is. Torah helps me to connect myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a connector that connects us mido, lado, lado, lado. You know, everyone can come along and look into the Torah, and we know that in every Torah, people are mechadish, every person has an opportunity to be mechadish their chidush in Torah. But it's got to be a shira, meaning there's a constant melody of Torah that is sung throughout the generations. And we can all come and add on our harmony, but it's got to be part of that shira, it can't go flat. And if it doesn't stim with the melody, there's something wrong with our harmony. And it's got to, as long as it fits in, we can be machadish. And that's the shira, that's bakosif. We take it on ourselves to understand the Torah, to understand the Torah of the previous Torah, to understand the mesiras haTorah of how that's given over midor l'dor. And with that, we can add our bit. And knowing that this is still here, it's still the aura of Yom Tov, of Shavuos is still with us, and me'ez Hashem, we can still chaparayin. That means whatever we've chaparayin so far, whatever we think we haven't yet chaparayin, we're still in the days of Tashlumin. One can still say Shechiyonu on it, according to some shittas. We don't paskin like that, the Mishnah Berurah says. But it's still, the auras of Yom Tov are here, and the energy of Yom Tov is here, and the Hashpah of Yom Tov is still here. It's still Noch Shavuos. It's still, Shavuos is still with us. We have in the parasha the parasha of a Nazir. And the Ramban tells us a Nazir has to bring a Korban Chatos. Nazir has to bring a Chatos. Why does he have to bring a Chatos? What chait has he done? He was a Nazir. He was mafresh himself from Tumas Meis, mafresh himself from Shtiyas Yayin, mafresh himself from Gilu Acharois. Why does he have to bring a Chatos? So the Ramban, in one of his reasons, says, the Ramban says, Ki o'isha zeh choyte nafshoi bimlois ha-nezirus. When the days of Nezirus are up, there is a certain Chatos. Because he's now separating himself from the Kedusha of Avedas Hashem that he's had the last 30 days. Really, he says the Ramban, he should continue in that way. As I stated in Ramban. So, how do we understand this? A moshel that I saw quoted in the Sefer Moshe Ka'or, it quotes it from someone, Rav Nevensal, from Zichron Yaakov, I'm not sure which one that one is, but it's a well-known moshel, just uses it here to describe this Ramban. He says there was a ganav who saw a particular horse, a stallion of repute, that he was desperate to get his hands on. He was thinking, how is he going to get hold of this horse? So he comes up, he devises a plan that's fantastic, fantastic plan. And he's going to sneak in one night to the stables and get hold of the horse that he wants and get it to the place that he needs to get it to. And he does his reconnaissance and he does his waiting and he's, right, the night has arrived. Under the cover of darkness, he's going to go and get the horse that he's been looking for and been waiting for. And so he does. He sneaks in. He manages to work out exactly when was the right time to get into the stable, to get there, to get the horse out. Gets it out the stables, out the compound that belongs to the owner. Gets it back to his compound where he ties up the horse. It's done under the cover of darkness. The horse quiet the whole way. Drugged it to do whatever. Perfect. When he put the horse away, he's thinking, you know, actually I saw there was a horse next to it in the same stable. Do with getting my hands on that horse too. He decides to go back for that horse. But you know what? You can't do the same trick twice. And he walked in, and because of something that he had moved when he had gone to take the earlier horse, he now knocked the door, it made a noise, it knocked something else over, and before you knew it, the light was on and the owner was there, and he's like, where's my horse? What are you doing here? Where's my horse? So the gunner, he's looking pretty dazed from having been caught. But he swings the situation around and he says, I've got to tell you something. I really need to tell you something. In my last Gilgal, you should know I was your employer. And you were my employee. And I took serious advantage of you. I didn't pay you on time. I didn't pay you properly. I overworked you, and it was after my death. I went up to Shemaim, and they said I'm going to have to come back as a Gilgal of a horse, and work for you until I've repaid everything that I exploited you for during the time that you were my employee. Just last night, my neshama went back to Shemaim, and they said that I'd be masakin everything. I could come back, and here I am. The horse owner is can't believe it. Seriously, you were my employer in the last Gilgal. That's unbelievable. What? And you just come back? He's so taken by this story. He's totally miffed. Wow. He says, so the Gunner realizes he's on a winner. He says, do you I'm sure you have something that I could just lie down on? I'm still a bit dazed. Or a bed and a pillow. He goes, of course, not a bed and a pillow. Here's some clothes. And he starts preparing a whole suitcase for this ex-employer of his, who's come back now, finally, after having been a Gilgal of a horse for him in the last 25 years. And he starts loading up his suitcase, and he's giving him gifts, and he's giving him presents. And after he's had a little rest, the horse gets up to leave. And as he's going, the owner of the stable says to him, just tell me, what's your name? He says, well, in my last Gilgal, they called me Moshe. They called me Moshe. In my last Gilgal, I was Moshele. He says, listen, Moshele, you're now going back out into the wide world. Don't make the same mistake again. Because if you make the same mistake again, you've learned the lesson once, you know what's going to happen to you. Abu Yishmi Matzliach, and he gives him brachas, and he's showering him with gifts as he's leaving. And off Moshele goes. A few days later, our Tamimus Dika horse owner, he needs a new horse. She's down in the cattle market looking for a horse. He can't believe it. He sees Moshe has shown Tzirik Tzidah Nafed. He says, Moshe, did you not learn your lesson? What did you do to your next employee? You're back to being a fed already. He says, that's the moshel for the Ramban. The Ramban says a person was makabal on himself Nazirus. Why was he makabal on himself Nazirus? Because he saw a rare say to Pekul Kula, he saw whatever reason it was that he felt, I need to be makabal on myself a certain amount of precious. Before he goes back to the, he's telling him, you know what, you take now, bring a chatos, because you're stopping from the precious which you took upon yourself to be monea yourself from falling into the trap that you fell into before. But you're now stopping yourself from that. So you need a chatos as a way of saying you're now engaging again in those things which you felt you needed to disengage from. You're bringing a chatos in as a sort of a to prepare yourself for the fact that you are entering into a matzav of nisoyen, which you are putting yourself into, and for that you're going to bring a chatos. It was Almond Rockford, the Rosh Shiva in Beis Meir, he said that when he was in the Mir by Rabbi Yerucham, Levavid, Zichzal Lebroch, he said one time they made a mivtzah that anyone who could learn 15 hours over Friday Shabbos for a certain tkufa, they would get, instead of having to eat, like every Shabbos they ate by different people, they had different balabatim they would go and eat by. Anyone who learned 15 hours over Friday and Shabbos over a certain tkufa, the coming Shabbos is after that, they would eat with one of the members of the Anhala. That was the zchus for them. He says he remembers that when they finished this mitzvah, he came to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan called all those bachrim in who had taken part in it, and he said, you know, when a person decides to be a nazir, we call him a kaddish. Why do we call him a kaddish? Because he's not drinking wine. Loads of people don't drink wine for 30 days. He hasn't had his hair cut. We all don't cut our hair for 33 days in the Omer, some people for 50 days. And who normally cuts it with it? It's a big deal. So he didn't think of that. It wasn't Metamel Amesim. All right, lots of people are not Metamel Amesim. So we call him a Kaddish. What were you calling him a Kaddish for? So Rilchum said the only reason we're calling him a Kaddish is because he's doing things which loads of people do normally without thinking why they do it. And now suddenly he is putting his mind to, no, I'm doing this for a higher purpose. Something which I could do stam, and I probably do it loads of times in my life. But now I'm going to do it with a machshava. So we said Rabbi Ruchim to them at the time, you've gone ahead and you've learned for 15 hours. Gavaldi, he says, but if you put your mind to thinking about what you gain, the kibas elokim that you gain from it, the aliyah that you had in your own being, you just put a bit of machshava to it, adding machshava and purpose to any action that we do defines us as kaddish. That is the difference between a person who's not a nazir and a nazir. A nazir is thinking about what he's doing. He gives purpose to the actions that he's doing. That's already kedusha. I'm not just doing them stam, I've given it kedusha. That's the purpose of a nazir. A couple of ta'aras that the time gives us for about the beautiful brachas of Birkas Kohanim, which are in this week's parasha. As we know, the Chazan first proceeds by saying the bracha. According to a lot of Mefarshim, he's actually giving a bracha to the Kohanim, and now that they are filled with the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Omer Elohim, that they should be able then to say, give bracha to Klal Yisrael. So I saw the Kerem HaTzvi says a few nice little gematrias. Yisrael, I know you're going to like these. Omer Elohim, he says, is the gematria of HaChazan Yomar. The Chazan should say it to them, and Omer, when it's written Mali, as it is over here, is the gematria of Zemer. It should be done in a way that the Kohanim, they sing the brachas, it's been done b'ni'imus of a zemer. That's the way that this is done. See, he says himself, he brings this, the Mefarshim will ask, he says, Kosev Orches B'nei Yisrael, Omer Elohim. What's the double lashon? This is how you should praise Klal Yisrael, say to them. What's all the Mefarshim, a lot of Mefarshim bring different shot on what this double lashon, what the Omer Elohim is. So Omer Elohim is the Chazan says it to the Kohanim, and then the Kohanim go ahead and give that bracha to Klal Yisrael. That's the one pshat that he goes with his first mahalach. He says over a vart from the Dubna Magid, which classically goes with the mashal. Dubna Magid said, was a person who saw the son of a very big, wealthy Baal Stocker, big Baal Chesed, and he saw the son walking around in threadbare clothes. He walks over to the son, and he says, why is your father not giving you nice clothes to wear? I mean, why is he not cloaking you in the freezing cold? You know, your father does so much chesed for loads of other people. I mean, he really could clothe you too. So what does the son say? Why are you asking me? He says, why didn't you go and ask my father? Why doesn't have rachmanis on me? He'd give me clothes. I mean, you're right, he gives everyone else. Why didn't you go and ask him? Why doesn't give it to me? And the person who asked the question said, you're an idiot. I didn't ask you. I know exactly why your father's not giving you the clothes. Because you are obviously doing something which he doesn't want you to be doing, or you're disconnecting from him in a way that connection's not there. And that's why he's not giving it to you. What I meant to say to you was, look, your father is a natural Baal Chesed. Look how much Chesed he does to everyone else. He would do it for you as well if only you connected with him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Kohanim, go and tell Klal Yisrael, Kosev Orech has been said, this is how you bench Klal Yisrael and tell them, Klal Yisrael, you want to know how you can access every bracha? The Rabbeinu Shlomim is a Mashpia Toiv the whole time. Look at all the nations of the world. Look at everyone out there. There's so much bracha out there that's being distributed largely by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Makar HaBracha. Kosev Orech has been said, this is how you tell Klal Yisrael, you want to access bracha. Omer Elohim, Yevarechecha Hashem, go and tell them, the Rabbeinu Shlomim is the one who's giving bracha the whole time. All you need to do is connect with him. You connect with him and the bracha is there, it's for you to access, and you have it for yourselves. Because you're his children. And therefore you'll access it by virtue of the fact that you are his children. And we see that very profoundly. The famous Gemara in Brachos Daf Chof. Yisro Hashem panam eilecha v'yosim lecha sholim. So the Malachi Hashonis came in front of HaKadosh Baruch and they said, Ribbono shel Olam, kosuv b'Torah, so it says in your Torah, asher lo yisro panim v'lo yikach shochad, you are not noseh panim to anyone. But then you say, Yisro Hashem panam eilecha. So there is nesios panim. Is there not you said there's no nesios panim. If there's no nesios panim and you don't take shochad, then how are you noseh panim to Klal Yisrael? What does HaKadosh Baruch answer? HaKadosh Baruch says, V'chilo yes upon him. Should I not be mass upon him to Yisrael? I wrote to them in the Torah, that when do you need to bench? Only when you're full and you're satiated and you're satisfied. And said Reb Chaim Volozhin, one of the big milers is that they makpid on themselves when it comes to benching. They only have a small amount, they already bench. Oh, but when it comes to any guests, they make sure they have a lot more than a kezayis and a kibetza. That's the mailo of Klal Yisrael. But Al-Kabani says, what's the discussion here? The Malach HaShem is asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no favoritism, you favor Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I do favor them. Because they do this mitzvah. Well, like, if they do a mitzvah, then yeah, I ignore the averus. Well, you could say, a guy goes, he murders someone, steals all his money. And he goes and opens up an orphanage to look after the servant of the guy that he murdered. Oh, very nice. So, yeah, you know what? He murdered them. I'll ignore it because he's doing these mitzvahs. It doesn't work. It's like a company decides to make one of their staff redundant, and then they say, oh, you know what? We'll advertise that we'll make him a book to thanks from the whole community for the work that he's done for us. What? So that now justifies the fact that we made him redundant. I can open up an orphanage. That justifies the fact that I killed the guy. What's going on over here? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, because they do this mitzvah, that justifies the fact that I can be noseh upon him. So the Ben Ish Chai said, if a father walks into the house at night, a parent walks into the house at night, they're feeling tired. And they say to their child, I'm really, really tired. And the child says, do you mind to bring me my slippers? Do you mind to make me a hot drink? And the child goes and does it. It's very nice, very devoted. And a very good child. But if the child notices the parent walking in tired, and immediately goes and brings them their slippers, and immediately goes and brings them a drink, that shows a whole different type of relationship between the child and the parent. So the Rabbeinu Shalom says to Klal Yisrael, or says to the Malachim, I gave them a mitzvah, a chalto v'savato v'erachto. You know what? And they understand. It's not that I need that. What's the whole purpose? What do I want from them? I want the uveirachto. Because when they bench, they connect with me. It's like we say, Soyadim boy, why do we have three suddas on Shabbos? Levorich shalish pamim. It's not the suddas shaboy. It's that the outcome of that is that we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mevorich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we become closer to him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachim, Klal Yisrael understand the whole purpose over here. They've understood that when I give them a mitzvah, v'achalta, v'savata, uveirachta, really what I want them to come to is uveirachta. That they should bench me, they should become closer to me, they should have a closer shaykhus with me. And you know what? They go, and already when they've only had a kezayis and a kibitza, they understand that that's the purpose of this whole mitzvah. Already then they connect with me. Already then they appreciate that what I've given them is from me. He says, the Ben Ish Chai, it's the marshal to a king who invites someone to come and visit him in his palace. The guy walks in, one of his buttons falls off his shirt. So the king says to him, 1 minute, and he goes and gets him a safety pin and he gives it to him. And this guy afterwards walks around with a safety pin. People ask him, well, what's this safety pin? Why don't you have a button? He says, hey, do you know where I got this safety pin from? This is not my safety, this is from the king. So it's something which the value, monetary value of it is insignificant, but where it came from gives it the value. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Malachi Ashores, Klal Yisrael say, what, a kezayis, a kibetz, you're right, that's insignificant, that's merely insignificant, and normally doesn't satisfy a person. Oh, but they know, do you know where it comes from? It comes from Melech Malchi Arachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it comes from Avinu Shem HaShamayim, who we have this exceptional relationship with, and that's why already with that we make a bracha, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's the relationship I have with them, and they express that to me, do I not deal with them differently to everyone else? A parent deals with a child like a child. They treat me like a father, not like a melech. Mimela, so I shouldn't be nice upon him. It means, should I not treat them back like a child? Of course I do. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after us. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us. There's a Medrash Rabbah on the words of Kois Avaruch Hu Es B'nei Yisrael. The Medrash Rabbah asks, Meheichon Zochi Yisrael LeBirkas Kohanim? Where were we Zochi to this beautiful bracha of Birkas Kohanim? You know, the Mefarshim say, why we said the Yihiratzans on Yom Tov by Birkas Kohanim? Why did we say the Yihiratzans for Chalomis by Birkas Kohanim? It's a Gemara in Brachas Tafnunei, I think, which says that if a person has a Chalom Ra, a bad dream, then he should daven by Birkas Kohanim. Why by Birkas Kohanim? So there's a different reason. One of the reasons is they bring down from the Shimon Bar Yochai says that there is a tremendous Eis Rotzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told us will be in the world at the time when the Kohanim say Birkas Kohanim. An Eis Rotzon where a person can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything and it will be considered. And therefore it's an opportune time where we engage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, you've told us that there's this tremendous Hashbar, there's words of Nevuah being said, and therefore if someone has had a dream which is a Me'en sometimes of a Nevuah, and I'm worried that it's not Stam HaChalom, maybe it's got more credibility than that, or maybe it carries more weight than that, so at the time of the words of Nevuah being empowered in this world, I say this Tefillah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. It's a tremendous Eis Rotzon for Klal Yisrael. Where were we Zeichet to that from? Me'ichon Zochi Yisrael Be'Birkas Kohanim. And for the Medrash, we may Avram Avinu Sha'omar Loi, when the Eibusha said to him, Ko Yi Azarecha. Because the Rebbe Nisha said, how are we Zoicha to it? Well, no, we weren't. Rebbe Nisha said, Ko Yi Azarecha. Resulting from that, we have a Brocha of Birkas Kohanim. So, there's a Sefer Mati Yehuda where he says, he explains, he says, if you look really at Birkas Kohanim, it's a Brocha, but it has also a very, very possible sakana within that bracha. The bench of person, that you should have ashirus, that you should have wealth. Yerechacha Hashem. Okay, v'yishmerecha, it shouldn't get stolen. Oh, but that sometimes comes with jealousy, that sometimes comes with someone who has Misha Yeshlo money writes him a sayim and he can't sleep at night because he wants more. And so it brings with it a certain amount of sakana. Wine, as he says, wine, chokhma, and money are all things which, and power, are all things which can be brachas, but can also be laced with a lot of sakana. So there's one bracha, we give that to every yid wants this one bracha, that this bracha is a bracha through and through. And that's a bracha where you say, it doesn't matter, you give this bracha to an Oni, an Osher, whoever it may be. Every Yid wants, you give him a bracha that he should have Elecha Yiddish Akinda. That's a bracha that every Yid wants. Every Yid wants that. Every Yid doubles for that. Every Yid wants that. He says, Meichon Zochi Yisrael Birkas Kohanim. For where did Birkas Kohanim begin from? Where was it that we could say to someone, I can give you this bracha of Birkas Kohanim, and it will be a bracha that you don't need to be worried about? It starts with Koyi Azarecha, that we say that the children should be like you, Avram Avinu, and then they can have every bracha in the world because they'll use it in the right way. It'll be using if Koyi Azarecha, they'll be like you, Avram Avinu, that every bit of parnasa they have, they know it's to be given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bikadon, and they use it for chesed. They know that every bit of chokhmah they have is to share with other people. They know that every bit of power they have is to empower others. So Koyi Azarecha, Memela, they can have the bracha, because Kainim as well, because they will get used in the right way. The Da'as Sofer, he says an amazing thing. He says, the biggest bracha that a person can want is that one's children go with Derech Yisrael Saba. He says, the Avraham Avinu said to Yishmael and Eliezer, Va'ani va'anar nelcho ad koi. So he says, the Medrash means, b'schutz, with what schutz were Klal Yisrael zoiche to koi sevarchu? In the schus of Vahani Vahanar Nelcha Ad Koi. Because the parent takes the child and says, right, we're going to do this together. And encourages the child and educates the child so that the child follows in their way. There's a beautiful and amazing vort of Rav Shimon Schwab. We've said it once before, we've got to say it again, especially as an addition to this, on the Haftarah of this week, where the Haftarah of Shimshon HaGibor, where his parents are told about the fact that they're going to have a child who's going to be a Nazir Merechem. And the Malach says, tells Eishes Monach, tells Talfoinis what exactly she's going to do, what type of child she's going to have, etc., etc. And she comes to her husband and she says, the Malach said to me, Al tishti yain v'sheichor v'al toichli kol tameo, ki nazir elokim yi'anar min abetin. Okay. What does Monach do after he hears this amazing thing from his wife? V'yet ha-monach el Hashem v'yom v'bi Hashem, isha elokim asher sholachto yovayno oid eleinu. please send that Ish Alekim again, so he can teach us what we need to do for this child. What more did Manoach need to know? And he wasn't really told that much more when they came. First of all, he was told, his wife has said, be a Nazir. Keep Hilchas Nazirus. So that means keep Hilchas Nazirus. Look in the Torah, go to the Talmidei Chachamim, go to the Shoftim of the time, find out how to keep Hilchas Nazirus. What is he asking? No, I need that man to come back again to tell us, V'yoyrunu manase lanar ayulod. What do you do for the child? It says he's going to be Nazir Elokim Yianam in Abetim. So what more do you need to know? And when the Malach came back, he didn't tell them that much. He came back and he said to them, Mikol Asher Amarti Elo Isha Tishomer. Whatever I told her, that's what you got to do. So what did Manoach ask for that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to and sent in the Malach? And what did the Malach tell them that they hadn't been told before? There's obviously something, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Malach back. He says, Manoach was asking a much bigger question. Manoach was, Vayet Manoach al Hashem, Vayet Bi Hashem, Ish Olekim, Bi Hashem, Ish Olekim, Asher Sholachto, Yovoi no oidei leinu, v'yoreinu ma nase. What should we do? Lanar hayulod. He says, I just don't understand how we're going to educate this child. We're not nazirim, and you want us to tell him he's got to be a nazir. Do as I say, it doesn't work. Do as I do, hopefully works. But do as I say, it doesn't work. So what are we meant to do? Rabbi Shalom, teach us. So you know what the Malach says back to them? The Malach says, "Mikol Asher Amarti Elo Isha Tishomer." That word Tishomer in Dikto could be either Tishomer she should keep, or it could be you keep. Said the Malach to Manoach, "You're quite right. You want that child to grow up to be an Elach Nazir. From today, you be a Nazir, because then you're able to say to him, do as I do, not do as I say. Because only do as I do hopefully will work. Otherwise, there's no chance. It doesn't work." He says, you want to know how Klal Yisrael Azoicha, you can tell you how Klal Yisrael Azoicha to the brachas of Kois of Orchais B'nai Yisrael, that we should have a bracha in the B'nai Yisrael. It's because of what Avraham Avinu taught us. When he said to Eliezer and he said to Yishmael, you want to know how this is going to work? You want to know how I'm going to take my son up to Akedah? You want to know how I'm going to educate a child? Because Va'ani Va'anar Neilcha Adko, we're going to walk this together. We're going to ascend that mountain together. We're going to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. That's the way it works, and that's the only way it works. And that's how we were zeichet to Kodesh Baruch Hu in Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Yad Dishmaya. We should continue to enjoy the Ashpoyos of the Yom Tov. And together with that, we should be gebench with all the brachas, with all the brikas Kohanim, with all the Shmira, and with nachas from our children.